This series will deal with the structure of language, but it will reach into questions of the languages of science and of information in general. The subjects are interrelated. They all come from the theory that I will try to present today, and it may therefore be desirable to give a brief overview. The first week, today and tomorrow, will show how structure can be found in language. The second week will deal with information and the nature of language. I will give a few words about each one of the four lectures just now. Today's session will present a theory of syntax, more narrowly, which is not a mathematical theory, but is nevertheless built on mathematical scruples. It is not an invented model, it is the result of analysis of languages, and has been shown to yield a detailed grammar of English, to say a specific grammar of a language. It gives the forms and the information, the meaning of sentences at the same time. It produces the two of them together because of a certain relation between form and meaning that we will see. Tomorrow's session is on the languages of science. From the theory that I will try to present today, it follows that when the same analysis is made on closed subject matters, as in the case of science, one gets a different grammar, a grammar that is somewhere between the grammar of language and the structure of mathematics, and which reflects very closely the structure of information, as best we can say, recognize it, in the science. Next week, the first lecture will be on information, while the theory itself is built entirely on combinatorial considerations, combinations of sounds and of words. It nevertheless turns out that every step in the theory, every step in the system of making a sentence, contributes a fixed meaning to the meaning of to the sentence, so that the meaning is given together with the information, with the form, and we can find out from this some general considerations about what information is, which I'll try to present. And the last lecture on the nature and development of language comes up because from the structural considerations that we will see, it follows that the structure of language is a conventionalization of use. These are just words unless I explain what is meant by them, but that will come. It also turns out that the processes that make language have a certain character. They have the character of a self-organizing, evolving system, and in particular, one that is geared to the transmission of information. Now, for today, I am anxious, today's lecture, to really cover enough of the theory to make it understandable, and therefore I will largely read rather than speak in order to be sure that the material is covered.